Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we are going to be reading from the Gospel of John. And so let's go ahead and begin in a quick prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, God, we just thank you so much for the gift of your word. And we ask right now that your word might speak to us and speak through us, and that we might be missionaries of your word now and forever. A reading from the Gospel of John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and had eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, saying, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, saying, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this by signifying what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." So this is a big passage with a lot to unpack. And let's just go ahead and unpack this really quick. And what's so amazing is that obviously, so Jesus is having this dialogue with Peter, and there's such a theological significance to this exchange. And so what we might immediately pick up is that Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" And what we witness is that this isn't actually mere, you know, redundancy. It's rather a deliberate mirroring of Peter's threefold denial. And what Jesus does is that he offers Peter a path to restoration. But what's amazing is that the Greek word for love is a little bit nuanced. There's two types of uses. The first two are agape, right? Or selfless and unconditional love. But Peter responds with philia, which is like a familiar affection. And this is actually a subtle shift that really what this does is that this reflects Peter's human limitations, but yet Christ still accepts his love in its current form. And what's amazing too is that we also see that Jesus's final statement where he says, "And when you were younger, you used to dress yourself," right? This evokes the Garden of Eden, where Peter, like Adam, you know, operated in a state of self-reliance. But in the coming age, however, there is a significance and a need to depend on God's grace. And the act of being stretched out, as Christ mentions here, actually foreshadows Peter's crucifixion, a glorious death mirroring Christ's own death. And then what we also witness too is Christ really commissioning the Petrine ministry, and the call for us to follow in Peter's footsteps, right? The repeated "feed my sheep," right? And entrusts Peter with not only the pastoral responsibility to feed and tend his flock, right? But the lambs represent new converts to the faith, while sheep encompass the entire flock. And really what this does is that this commission actually establishes papal authority and Peter's authority as the cornerstone of Catholic ecclesiology, right? Or the study of the church. And lastly, the "follow me" that Christ says at the end is not just addressed to Peter, but to all of us, right? That all of us here might have a continuous conversion and a willingness to be led even when the path seems undesirable or even when it might seem to lead us to death. And so, friends, I just encourage us today just to ask for the intercession of Peter, the first pope, that regardless of what we may have done with our lives, that we might come to acknowledge the glory of God in everything that we do. And again, my name is Gabriel, and I'm a missionary here at Damascus. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel Radio, and may God bless you. May you have a great rest of the day.